For the Dallas Cowboys, this ends a saga that has been going on for months and months and months, ever since it became clear that there was nothing going to happen with the Cowboys. And Micah Parsons, moving forward, called into a meeting. Jerry Jones tried to negotiate a deal with him. Without his agent, rubbed Parsons the wrong way. Parsons felt like the Cowboys were taking advantage of him. At that point, the relationship was broken. And my understanding is, over the course of the past 3 or 4 days, the Cowboys engaged with the Packers. They struck a deal about 2 days ago. And then in secrecy, the Green Bay Packers and David Mulugeta, who's Micah Parsons' agent, who the Cowboys did not negotiate with, struck this deal. Micah Parsons is now a Green Bay Packer.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. That was Ian Rappaport breaking down the Micah Parsons trade. Patriots should have been in on Parsons, right?
Yes.
The question is, why weren't they? Was it the compensation, 2 first-round picks, plus a roster player? Was that a reasonable deal? Was that too much of an ask? And furthermore, was it the contract, which my suspicion is what that was. So you can discuss on the phones. A reminder, we'll be giving away our first of 2 pairs of tickets for the 2004 Red Sox championship cruise with Kevin Millar.
Yes.
And some guys who weren't on the 04 Red Sox.
But were Red Sox at one point.
Clay Buchholz.
Sure.
Johnny Gomes, among them.
Yes. World Series champions, all of them.
Yes. So that comes your way a little after 11 o'clock. We'll also be joined by Milton Williams on a Patriots Friday coming up right about 11:10. So stay tuned for that here on a Patriots Friday. We got the Friday 4-pack, 11:30, Week in Review, 12:45. And we'll do our Top 5 Friday, Top 5 Fantasy Favorites coming up about 10 minutes from now. So stay tuned for it. Real quick, we're getting a lot of suggestions, Keith, of Fantasy Football League punishments. You requested them. Any that are jumping out?
Loser shaves eyebrows isn't bad.
Pretty standard. I feel like we can do better than
that. Okay, we can. What about this? You got to go do 10 to 15 minutes of stand-up comedy.
So I've seen that a couple. I see loser
impossible.
Has to do stand-up. Somebody says, 10 to 15 is way too much.
But then if you Fitzy would just throw the
what
league.
What if Fitzy loses?
Yeah, if Fitzy loses, he's just going to be like, that's
good
great.
Point.
Right in my wheelhouse.
Good point. But imagine that. That'd be good show content.
It would be good show content.
If we have Stiz doing 5 minutes of stand-up or whatever, that'd be pretty
good.
Good.
Yeah. I like loser.
And then Ted doing another 5 minutes.
Stiz and Ted.
Oh, they both have to.
It could be like
2.5 minutes each.
Ventriloquist act.
Split it.
Ventriloquist act. Stiz sits on Ted's lap.
Oh, that'd actually be good.
That's not bad.
They could tour with that. Speaking of tours, the Eras Tour, a suggestion is you have to watch the Eras Tour, and then somebody else separately was like, you got to watch it with Courtney. So you have to put your phone down. You have to live stream it. So you have to watch the whole thing. You can't be distracted.
And she's just singing along.
And she's telling you about how good.
Dancing along.
Why she wrote this song. This, when she wrote this one.
Who she broke up with.
What that's about.
Oh, yeah.
Singing in your ear.
Or we could just live stream that.
Yes.
All right. We got to get Courtney on board with that. That's not bad. The loser has to watch the Eras Tour with Courtney.
That's good.
All right, that's pretty good.
I like that one a lot. What else do we got? We got a whole bunch of them in here. Yeah, dunk tank. I'm not doing dunk tank.
Drink a gallon of milk and run a mile? I'm not. No.
That's gross.
Don't you just throw up when you drink a gallon? You can't drink a gallon of milk.
You can't even through the gallon.
Right. Correct. Yeah, that's we're not doing that.
I'm not running a mile.
Well, I'm pretty fast, so I might do that.
Loser has to sign their wife up for jujitsu. Nah, I can't. I mean,
yeah.
Even Tom Brady lost his wife that way. Yeah. I'm not doing that.
That doesn't sound too bad to me. I'm like, hey, that's pretty good.
Get out there.
Not bad. Yeah, go take
some
jiu-jitsu
classes.
Learn a little
self-defense.
Yeah.
Get out there. I mean, like some of the other ones, like take the SATs and stuff. Like I've seen that before. I'm not trying to take the SATs. Loser has to have Shime cater their next event with mashed potatoes. That's sort of a cheap shot at Shime's.
Yeah, that's a
poor potato recipe.
And DJ it.
Loser.
DJ.
I like this. Well, loser has to have Hogdale officiate their wedding.
Married.
Yeah, same, Bragg.
Yep,
but
look at us.
How can we get Hogdale involved? Maybe we get Hogdale involved.
Get Hog
in
there.
With the punishment.
Yeah, that's true.
Got to fly to Iowa. That actually sounds like kind of a great situation.
I think the leader in the clubhouse might be the Eras Tour with Courtney.
I think it is, too.
That's good.
That's pretty great. 617.
From Barney the Purple Dinosaur to Grimace. We love to see it.
617.
Guys been just on a roll right now. The Red Sox are riding high. Hogs riding high. Everything's coming up Sox.
Yeah, well, and he's at least tangentially, we're going to get into this at 11 o'clock, but Hogdale, we got the pig, and now the pig lit.
The pig lit.
Piglet tonight, Peyton Tolley against Paul Skeens.
Merloney's going to be all excited tonight.
Merloney... I don't know how I feel about the pig nickname, because isn't he also Beast?
He was our Haas of the week. So right. I don't call Crochet the
Me
pig
either.
But Lou and Fleming do.
But knowing that they do, and now we're calling Peyton Tolley the piglet, like, yeah. I'm fully on board with the piglet.
Yeah, it's not bad.
That's great. The
piglet's fine.
Fine.
It's fine.
Not bad.
It's fine.
Oh, wow. Okay.
All right.
Yikes.
I'm telling you, I forget what it was. Bradford
Yikes.
Was in earlier in the week, and Bradford had a nickname for him, too. And I'm like, well, hold on. Now we're getting too many things.
Too many nicknames.
Too many names flying around.
I think piglet is great, but okay. Okay. Keith doesn't really like it. Okay.
Yeah, but all right. Just saying.
Loser of the league has the nickname Peyton Tolley.
Because a piglet, okay, now that we're here.
Yeah.
So a piglet would suggest a small pig.
Yeah.
Is Peyton Tolley small?
No.
He's huge.
They also suckle on the other larger pig.
Right.
Yeah, so maybe that doesn't work.
Peyton Tolley is listed at 6'6", 250.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm sure some piglets are pretty large, Keith.
What's Garrett Crochet listed at? 6'6", 245. So how many piglets do you know that are bigger than the pig?
Well,
now that I've talked this out, I don't like it. It's a good idea, but it's almost like pigs. It's almost like having two pigs.
It's like calling a big guy tiny. Same idea. You're the piglet. You're actually bigger than the pig.
Oh, that's what we're going with? It's an ironic nickname now?
I think so. Now that I've talked it out, now that I've talked it out, I like it even more.
I guess.
Let's go to the phones here.
Yeah, please.
Jay is in North Carolina. What's up, Jay?
Hey, guys. That Micah Parsons trade with Green Bay took two first-round draft picks. You suppose Gerard Mayo had any advice for them? I'm still pissed off with Gerard Mayo for what he did for the Buffalo Bills game. I'll never forgive him for he screwed the Patriots royally, but that's another story.
Okay.
It is another story. I don't know how that has anything to do with the Parsons trade.
Yeah, that pick's gone now.
The pick's gone. They took Will Campbell. That's it. That's it. They could have had Abdul Carter. It's got nothing to do with Micah Parsons.
No. No, point, I mean.
If you
want
to call in because you're still mad about it, great. I love holding the grudge.
They should have lost that game, had the number one pick. Agreed.
Yeah.
They should have fired Mayo. Yeah. He stinks. Agreed. Has nothing to do with Parsons.
But they got a chance to showcase Joe Milton. That's what they did in that game. That game really, for so many reasons, was a travesty. But they still could have gotten Micah Parsons if they wanted to. Because I'm sure the Cowboys, although I don't want to crawl inside the mind of Jerry Jones, but if they had equal offers and they could send him to the AFC and a team they don't face this year, I think they probably would have preferred that.
If they had Parsons. Oh, I agree.
If the Pats had Parsons?
Yeah. If the Pats had Parsons, how much does it raise their ceiling? Because a lot of the Twitch chat is like, he's not worth it. How many playoff games has he won? This and that.
No, that's true. Like, the reaction is almost like, oh, he's like a three-time like defensive or Super Bowl MVP, the way people are talking about it. He's a great player. He's one of the best. He and Myles Garrett have not had a lot of success on their teams.
I'd say T.J. Watt, too. T.J. Watt makes the playoffs. He wins no playoff games.
J.J.
So
Watt, famously.
Yeah.
I mean, really, Aaron Donald's like the one guy you can point to.
Yeah, so,
like,
so maybe none of those defensive players single-handedly bring you a championship.
Yeah.
Donald might be the closest, at least recent vintage. Maybe none of those guys are bringing you championships.
It still took him forever. And they had to get the quarterback first.
It did. True.
So I think with...
But I would still be in on this player because I do think he raises your ceiling quite a bit for this year. Never mind next year and the year after that and the year after that.
But I would have been more upset if CeeDee Lamb was available in the same fashion and they didn't get CeeDee Lamb.
I agree. Bigger need. Yeah, I agree with that.
Bigger need, both in their prime. Would have cost a lot of money. Would have cost a lot of draft picks. But that would have been like, how can you let this guy go? Like, you need this guy. You would love to have Micah Parsons. I still would have done this deal. I don't know if it like immediately changes my outlook for this season necessarily. I think it gives me more confidence that they would have a top 10 defense, which I think they can still have.
Right, and but they could be a top 10 defense. Now if they had Parsons, I'd be like
they better be a top 10 defense.
That's a top 10 defense. So I do agree with that. You can jump in. 617-779-7937. We got the Friday 4-pack on the way. At 11:30, we'll get you our top five fantasy favorites on a top five Friday coming up about 5 minutes from now. A reminder, Pro Football Talk on WEEI is presented by Paramount Plus. You can count on much these days, or you cannot count on much these days. But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. You can watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Just visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We'll get you our top five Friday next.
WEEI. WEEI. New England Sports Original.